Voyage for Health connects you to the most affordable medical treatments abroad. Save up to 80% on surgical, dental, and wellness procedures by traveling just a short distance from home. Taking care of your health is essential to life abroad, and you need to know where to go and whom to trust for your medical needs. So, don't choose your healthcare provider blindly. Let Voyage for Health be your guide. As a leading medical tourism provider, Voyage for Health has the knowledge and expertise to connect you to the best doctors abroad, and they will coordinate every detail of your medical journey. For more information and download your free medical travel handbook, visit voyageforhealth.com today. voyageforhealth.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this program are not necessarily those of Overseas Radio Network, the Expat Broadcasting Group, the staff, management, or broadcast partners. All information provided is for educational purposes only. Before taking action, consult a licensed professional.
Welcome to this evening's show. This is
remember, always, to walk, don't run when considering a move overseas. Welcome to Mike's Gringo Life in Nicaragua, a wonderfully surprising country. Join Mike and hear real expats tell their stories and much, much more. You'll also enjoy interviews with expat entrepreneurs, feature reports, cultural updates, and the inside information you need to know before you move overseas. Now, here's your host, Michael Cobb, and a peek inside Mike's Gringo Life.
Welcome to this evening's show. This is Mike at Mike'sGringoLife.com on the Overseas Radio Network. I hope everybody's ready for a good show this evening. We've got some great guests coming up, and we'll tell you about those folks here in just a couple minutes. The show this evening is pre-recorded, so we will not be taking any calls, but we'll certainly look forward to getting an email from you if you have any questions for myself or for any of our guests. You can email me at mike@mikesgringolife.com, and you can take a look at any old radio shows at mikesgringolife.com/radio show. So we look forward to hearing from you guys with emails. Let's start this evening's report with a weather report and a surf report. I know this has been a couple weeks since we've done this, but the weather here in Managua right now is 90 degrees, and I'm not sure where the folks out there are listening from, but it could be up in the north where it's just slightly colder than 90. Tonight we have a low as about 70 degrees. And then up in the mountains, we've got some very cool temperatures in Hinotega, which is in the mountainous north part of the country. It's about 68 degrees right now, and it'll get down to about 60 tonight. So just wonderfully pleasant temperatures. Last week, I was recording in from Medellin, Colombia, and that city is also in the highlands, and very, very nice, cool temperatures, very similar to the mountains here in Nicaragua. The tropical highlands are just a real special place to be, and I know that's certainly a favorite part of the region for me. It's up in the highlands where you get those cool days and very cool evenings. The beaches right now, we've got temperatures in the mid-80s, lows tonight around 75 degrees. And from a surf report, we've got waves coming in at just about 2 feet, so not big tubes today. Knee to thigh high, southwest swells. We're going to get some morning mixes with some long period swells in the afternoon. So good time to get out on some of the beach breaks and maybe learn how to catch a wave and do a little bit of surfing. But you're not going to get any championship stuff done right now. All right, well, coming up later in the show, we're going to have some guests. Let me tell you about who they are, and then we'll hear from them a little bit later. In our second segment tonight, we're going to have Bill Whitehead and Lori Reeves. Bill and Lori are actually shareholders of our company, ECI, which is the parent company of Grand Pacifica, and I've known them for, goodness, about nine years, I guess, now. And they have recently purchased a home in the southern part of Nicaragua in San Juan del Sur. They took advantage of a very good opportunity to own a home that was a model home that needed needed someone to come in and quickly purchase it, which they did. And they've got some adventures that they'd like to share with you about, you know, buying the home and even getting to the home in rainy season. It can certainly be a challenge in this part of the world, and they've got some fun stories and a little adventure to share with us this evening. Our third segment this evening is with Jim Justice, and Jim is a potential retiree. He's on his way to retirement, but he hasn't quite retired yet. He just purchased a property at Grand Pacifica and is spending more and more time down here getting his hands dirty with some of the infrastructure types of things that, you know, he really enjoys doing as sort of a hobby. He's actually an aerospace engineer, so he's not really putting those specific skills to use, but he's definitely enjoying what he's doing and making the best of some hobby in retirement. Then in our second hour, we're going to talk with the folks up at Selva Negra, and that's up in the mountains near Matagalpa, and that is that tropical highlands climate. It's the place where they grow coffee, and the folks at Selva Negra have a coffee plantation that is also an eco-tourist resort, or what they're calling now sort of an agro-tourism type of thing. They've been at it a long time, and they were doing agro-tourism, you know, long before agro-tourism became popular, probably had the word agro-tourism associated with it. They've owned this coffee plantation. They've always focused on sustainability and ecological foresight. They've done a lot of things in terms of hydroelectric. They've got, you know, lots of water on the property. They've done hydroelectric. They've taken a lot of the waste materials from their animals. They have a dairy farm. They have pigs, chickens. It's very, very self-sustainable. They take the waste product, they convert it to methane, and then they use that methane in the kitchens. They've also done a lot with social responsibility. They've got about 200, maybe 250 employees. Everything from the folks that are picking the coffee, all the way through to people who teach school. They have their own school on site, and then they've got the resort and the entire resort staff as well. So we're going to be hearing from Eddie Cool, who is the owner and one of the founders. Later, we're going to another night. We'll hear from his wife Mousy, but Eddie's going to talk to us tonight about the coffee industry and the history of Selva Negra and the coffee plantation. We're going to hear from Eddie's son-in-law, Roy Martinez, and he's married Vicky Cool, Eddie's daughter, and has moved to Selva Negra to operate a bakery on site. Fantastic cakes and pastries, and he's just doing a fantastic job, and he'll talk a little bit about the challenges of operating a food service business here in Nicaragua, which can be challenging. Any business can be challenging, but obviously each business has its own, I wouldn't say quirks, but has its own unique challenges, and Roy's going to talk a little bit about the kinds of challenges that, you know, he faces as a baker, not only in Nicaragua with the types of products that he has to get and can or can't get on a consistent basis, but also dealing with things like altitude and humidity. Those are some big factors in baking as well. So Roy's going to talk to us about the challenges of being an expat entrepreneur or an entrepreneur in this case. And then the third segment in the second hour will be our expat kids. Amanda Cobb will interview Roy and Vicky's daughter Raquel, and what it's like to be an expat kid growing up on a eco coffee plantation up in the mountains. So Amanda will be talking to Raquel in the second hour, and we'll hear her on the expat kids segment. So that's the kind of the show in a nutshell. We're going to take a couple of the segments this evening, and one of the things that I've been doing is interviewing folks about just a series of questions, you know, before you move to Nicaragua, you know, the basics of living here, safety questions, the social life, what you wish you would have known before you moved here, those kinds of things. And, what I'm going to do this evening is begin the process of working through those questions myself, because a lot of people, want to know what were my answers to some of these questions. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start with those in our, fourth segment this hour. After we hear from Bill and Lori and Jim Justice, I'll come back in the fourth segment of this hour and the first segment of the next hour and begin to work through some of those questions with you all. I think that's about it. We're going to go to commercial break in just a couple minutes. Again, if you'd like to send me an email or send an email for any of our guests, you can do that at mike@mikesgringolife.com. We'll pass the emails on to any of the folks that you have a question for, or I'll get back to you myself. And we'll be right back on the Overseas Radio Network. This is Mike at Mike's Gringo Life. We'll be right back.
Pack your bags and explore the world with us. You're listening to the Overseas Radio Network.
Do you dream of owning your own vineyard in one of the most stunning locations in the world? At La Vida Buena Vineyards, this seemingly impossible dream can come true. Located in one of CNN Money's top five places to retire in the world, La Vida Buena Vineyards in San Rafael, Argentina, is a 100% turnkey investment opportunity. At La Vida Buena, we plant your choice of grapes and employ an experienced management team, including a bilingual CPA, to supervise and protect every aspect of your investment. We also pay your maintenance fees for the first 2 years, and at year three, our monthly fees are a fraction of the cost of what others are charging. Unlike similar developments that charge to stay at their on-site hotels, you can stay for free as our guest at our on-site estancia. Visit us at lavinabuenavineyards.com to find out more about this unrivaled opportunity. View the prime parcels of land available, but don't delay. They are selling fast. Realize the impossible dream. Visit lavinabuenavineyards.com right now.
You've decided that you want to move overseas for that quality of life experience you've always dreamed of, but you don't want to give up the best of back home. We agree. Things like high-speed bandwidth, safe neighborhoods where you can stroll along a shaded sidewalk, a place where you know your neighbors and you have friends close by. These are important. Grand Pacifica Beach and Golf Resort gives you the best comforts of back home paired up with the exceptional lifestyle only available south of the border. Imagine strolling along over 3 miles of secluded beach, playing a round of golf along the ocean, surfing a world-class break all to yourself, enjoying a fine meal on your balcony, and toasting to another spectacular sunset. All this and more can be yours only an hour from Managua. Complete home and lot packages start under $100,000, and a nice home on the golf course is yours for the mid-2s. Come visit for a weekend and enjoy our oceanside golf course. Ride horseback on the beach, meet your future neighbors, and make some new friends. Grand Pacifica may be a place you'd like to call home.
Establish your business in one of the most extraordinary cities in the world. Connect to a market of over 1.8 billion people from Dubai. Over 1,400 companies from around the world have made Dubai Airport Free Zone their Middle East and Africa headquarters. Dubai Airport Free Zone was rated one of the top free zones in the world. Let us help you set up your operations at Dubai Airport Free Zone and expand your market and sales in Asia and Africa. Call us at 214-537-9665 or send us an email at info@dafz-usa.com. That's info@dafz-usa.com.
Panama and Financial Services. Rich Novak, your sovereign man in Panama, knows about a Panamanian credit union currently offering certificates of deposit paying you interest rates ranging from 4.25% to a whopping 8.5%, depending on the term and the amount of certificate of deposit. For the complete story, contact Rich Novak, your sovereign man in Panama, at ispanama4u@yahoo.com. That's ispanama, the numeral 4 and the letter U, at yahoo.com. Or phone toll-free 800-492-1888.
You're listening to the Overseas Radio Network, the exclusive online radio station for the expatriate community.
Welcome back to the Overseas Radio Network. This is Mike with Mike's Gringo Life, coming to you from Doña Haide, a wonderful restaurant here in Managua, some of the best Nicaraguan cuisine you could possibly imagine, and some beautiful music in the background, performed live. Beautiful guitar music. We really enjoy that. I want to introduce Bill Whitehead and Lori Reeves. They're here in Nicaragua with me, some old friends and business associates. They recently have purchased a home in San Juan del Sur, and I think it's been a wonderful adventure for them. They were telling me a little bit of some of their fun stories over dinner. I'm going to let them relate at least one of those to you about getting their car stuck going up a hill and how they enjoyed finding their way home that evening. Let me turn the microphone over. Say hello to our listeners. Bill, Lori.
Hello,
guys.
You know, that was a quick hello, but you know, you guys have been coming to Nicaragua now for how long?
Since 2003, I believe.
2003. Okay, that was your first trip, and I guess, how many times have you been here?
Five or six times.
What was it really that brought you here the first time? I mean, Nicaragua is really a off the beaten path kind of place. I mean, it's not somewhere people just jump up and go, you know, on the spur of the moment usually.
Actually, my husband and I were looking for a place to retire at some point in time in our lives. And although it was going to be 20, 30 years later, we overheard somebody talking about Nicaragua in a dentist's office. Believe it or not.
In a dentist's office.
So that's how we got here. That was the very first thing. Yeah.
Okay, and that was 2003, and I'm trying to think, that's about the time we met, wasn't it? 2003?
Yeah. Yeah. Came over here and met you. So.
Very good, and now all of a sudden you're property owners, you own a home in San Juan del Sur, and tell us a little bit about your house.
Well, it's actually about 2 miles from the Pacific Ocean. It overlooks the Bay of San Juan del Sur, the Madeiras Bay, and it's great surfing. It's about 2,200 square feet. It's a model home in Paraiso de Amelia development, and we actually, due to the economy, we've had a great deal, and and
we love it.
We love it. So we bought it.
When did you buy it, Bill?
We bought it in June of this year.
Okay. And that's rainy season, isn't it?
Yes, it's rainy season. So we knew it was going to be a quick 4 days to come down and close on the house. So what I told Lori is, listen, we're going to keep this at a minimum cost to go do this. So we rented a Suzuki Alto, two-wheel drive. And, of course, the house sits up on a bluff, 541 feet above sea level. To get to our house, you have to go up to La Chocolata, and
to fill everybody in, not everybody knows what La Chocolata is.
Well, it's a half paved and half gravel, dirt, muddy road in the rainy season.
It's in its natural state.
I like that. Natural state. Very good. Yeah.
And of course, you turn off of it and go up a it's a mud, dirt road to the house.
It's a Nicaraguan road.
Yep.
Basically.
Yes.
So a few slides here and a few slides there. We ended up at our house for the first night. And of course, you know, while we were there, we got stuck at least once with the car.
Wait a minute. There was more to that story the last time you told it. Now, so come on, fill us in here. Tell us the story.
Well, when we got stuck.
It was night.
It was night.
And it was raining.
And it was raining.
Okay.
We couldn't see.
It was slick.
So we...
We
of course, it's in
to
the
be adventurous.
Yeah, and it was within the development, so we decided to go find our house. So we're walking through the development, trying to find our house, and when we make the big circle and get back to our car, I tell Lori from Boy Scouts, we should stay and sleep in the car. People die because they they veer off from where they know where they're at. Well, she decided that we were going to keep going and get to the house.
And we did.
So we took off, and luckily we saw the lot markers of the lots, and I remembered that I had the plat map in my backpack. So I pulled the plat map out, take a little flashlight that you could barely see your hand with, and look at the map, and we finally, about a half an hour later, make it to the house. So that was kind of our second night.
Or 2 hours later, drenched in sweat.
Yes. Yeah.
Drenched in rain, drenched in mud, but very proud that we made it back.
And we've got stories that from that we can tell for the rest of our lives that folks will, never experience in their lifetime.
Well, that's right. And one of the fun things about coming to a place like Nicaragua is you do get some experiences that are way different than, what you'd ever get back up in the States or Canada.
Yep. We were so surprised when, there were no wild animals and there were no big bug bites or anything like that. We just felt like we had really survived something that could have gone a whole other way, and it didn't, and it was great.
Of course, Lori kept asking me along the way, what kind of animals are out here? And yeah. I said, well, you've got the howler monkeys that are out here. But I said, I think they're not meat eaters, and of course, you've got the pumas and you've got the sloths and those type of things, but you kind of keep seeing things in the woods as you're walking around, and of course your imagination goes wild. So,
well, that's right. And coming back to your thoughts, whatever 2003, what is that? That's 9 years ago.
Yeah.
9 years ago,
yeah.
You're thinking about Nicaragua as a place that you might want to retire someday. And here you are, 9 years later. You've bought a piece of property. Mm-hmm. And you guys aren't old enough to retire, so this is obviously in advance of what you plan on doing. Tell them just some of the listeners who are thinking about doing the same thing that you're doing. You've made a decision early. You've come down. You've kind of stepped ahead of where you might need to be. Was it a good decision? You happy you did it?
Yes, yeah. We were trying to consider all of the options, and one of them would be to rent a house out until we can make it here permanently. So we looked for a piece of property that would have that potential, and we think we found it. We did find it because it was a rental before we bought it.
Okay.
So that's how we were going to start. We're going to rent it out.
So you're going to rent your home out when you're not here.
Right.
Tell our listeners how they can get a hold of you so that if they want to rent a home outside mm-hmm. of San Juan del Sur, they can.
All right. The development that it is in is called Paraiso de Amelia, and it's all over the Internet. If you just look it up, Google Paraiso de Amelia, that's the development it is in. The house is called Casa Bella Vista, and there's a website, Casa Bella Vista. It's SJD Surfs Up Rental. .webs.com. It's long, but they're all long nowadays. It's on, it's on Facebook. You can look it up on Facebook. You can look it up at San Juan del Surfs Up Rental.info, San Juan del Surfs Up Rental.com also.
Okay. Well, let me just ask, we've got about 40 seconds left before we take a break. When do you all think that you'll be headed down to spend a little more time in the house? How long?
Well, we've been here about 11 days now, and we're not going to be back for probably 5 to 6 months. And we're going to try to do that at least twice a year. So in the meantime, we hope to rent it out to anybody that wants a big adventure.
Well, indeed. And if it's rainy season, they should get a four-wheel drive vehicle, right?
Correct, although the Isuzu Alto was a Haas.
Very good. Well, Lori, Bill, thanks for joining us, and thanks for dinner at Doña Haide. It was a wonderful dinner, and we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back at Mike's Gringo Life on the Overseas Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Your expatriation destination. This is OverseasRadio.com.
With Overseas Radio News, I'm Dennis Daly. When the Euro 2012 soccer games come to the Ukraine later this year, many tour companies will be there to offer side trips to the long-abandoned Chernobyl nuclear plant that melted down in 1986. Some tours will include a visit to the city where the workers used to live that is now a ghost town. British officials say an anonymous Middle Easterner has bought at auction a massive British estate. The manor house has nearly 30 bedrooms. It's larger than Buckingham Palace. The driveway is heated. It costs about $1.5 million a year just for upkeep. The new buyer paid $60 million for the property. Scott Kramer is here with another in his series about amusement parks around the world.
Dennis, many of the theme and amusement parks around the world are nothing like the state's Disneyland and Disney World because many are essentially water parks. Even though Norway has a rather short hot weather summer season, there is a major water park in that country. As a matter of fact, the park is one of Europe's largest. It is about 2 hours outside of the capital city of Oslo. The park's season is normally from the beginning of June to the middle of August. When it opened in 1985, few thought it would be a success since critics said it was built in the middle of nowhere. More in my next report. I'm Scott Kramer.
The growing Canadian airline WestJet says it will start service from Toronto to New York's LaGuardia. LaGuardia is a popular way to get into Manhattan for business travelers. The airline will eventually have 8 nonstops from Toronto to New York City. WestJet recently signed a code agreement with Delta. Overseas Radio News is your best source when it comes to living abroad or just visiting the world to see what's out there. I'm Dennis Day.
Arr! We be under attack. Man the long knives!
Prepare to be boarded.
Arr! Flagship starboard bow!
What? No, not by the enemy flagship. By garbage! Me beautiful ocean be full of it these days. It flows in from rivers and drain pipes. Many of folk don't know that when they throw trash on the ground, it eventually makes its way into the ocean. How can I enjoy Sail Me Bonnie Seas with all this trash in it? Why, there's soda pop bottles, plastic bags, even stinky leftover takeout. Fire at will, men! Lend us a hand by always recycling and disposing of your trash properly. If you don't, I'll make you walk me plank. Nah, just kidding. Seriously, though, learn more what you can do to keep the oceans healthy at keepoceansclean.org. Brought to you by the Keep Oceans Clean Alliance and the Ad Council.
Pack your bags and explore the world with us. You're listening to the Overseas Radio Network.
Welcome back to Mike's Gringo Life on the Overseas Radio Network. We're joined here this afternoon by Jim Justice, and Jim's going to talk a little bit about what it's like to be an expat retiree, but he doesn't look too retired to me, so we're going to pick on him a little bit here and find out what he's doing, why he's here, and if he ever does plan to retire. So welcome to the show, Jim.
Hey, Mike. Thanks. Good to be here. Enjoying my time. A lot of fun.
Indeed. Well, one of the questions that our listeners probably want to hear most of all is, you've got a lot of countries out in the world, and what led you to Nicaragua in the first place? How did it even get on to your short list, let's say?
Well, I'll tell you, Mike, in my professional life anyway, I've traveled all over the world, been to every continent on the face of this globe, and spent about maybe 12 years in and out of Latin America, Central America, and it's just been one of those countries that it's been a fascinating place for me, and kind of chose this over Costa Rica.
And what would you say the advantages to Nicaragua over Costa Rica for you are? I mean, there's some people pick Costa Rica, but you obviously picked Nicaragua.
I would say, first of all, was the cost, obviously, and then secondly, the people and the culture and the friendliness and the fact that they do not necessarily depend on you to have a lot of money when you come here. They treat you like you're their neighbor rather than folks down in Costa Rica.
Well, that's interesting, and I have also found that to be the case. I mean, people welcome you into their homes. They want to, be a part of have you be a part of what they're doing. In fact, this morning I was at a developers association meeting, and one of the other developers here in the country just had her mom and brother in the country, and they went to a little place called San Juan del Oriente, and it was about 6 o'clock at night, and this town is the famous town for pottery making. Have you been there?
I have not. No, Mike.
Have not. It's up. Yeah, it's a neat little town. But anyway, they show up around 6 o'clock, and this woman's mother had bought a piece of pottery up in New York, and the guy's name, they signed their name on the bottom of the pottery, right?
Yeah.
So she wanted to go and meet the guy that had made this piece of pottery. It's an artwork, right? It's a piece of art. So they go, they get there around 6 o'clock, and sure enough, everything's kind of shutting down. The family invites them in and basically walks them through the whole process of how to make pottery, right? And then they're till about 8 o'clock, but and expecting nothing and receiving nothing other than just the fine company of folks hanging out together and learning about what they do. So what you said is absolutely dead spot on, and there's just anecdotal story after story of that kind of thing.
I found that to be true, absolutely.
Yeah. Have you had a chance to get into some folks' homes and meet some of the people that live out in BL Carmen?
I have, as a matter of fact. Have to get in there occasionally, to pay a tax bill and that sort of thing. So you get to know some of the folks out there and the faces you see or the faces you see your next time in there. And the thing about it, Mike, they recognize you and they remember you being there previously, and that kind of makes me feel good, too.
Well, it is, and it's a small-town feel, and it's warm, and it's wonderful. It's one of the reasons we love being here. So, let's move into a couple things that expats are concerned about. I mean, obviously, you got to pick a country, but once you've picked the country, the kinds of things that pop into people's heads are, what about safety? What about health care? What about transportation and sort of that day-to-day living? What's been your experience with those kinds of things, health, safety, those issues?
Well, that's obviously the questions that I get back home, too, when folks learn that I'm considering and have made a partial commitment anyway to be here in Nicaragua. And the first question they always ask is, well, is it really safe down there, and is drugs really that bad, and how are you going to be able to get money into the country and get money out of the country if you ever need to, and issues with health safety and health care and that sort of thing. And I've been in and out of Nicaragua now for 5 years, and each one of these visits down puts me a little bit closer to making that final commitment to be here full time, and all those questions have been answered, and I feel safe and confident, and we've interviewed several people at the hospitals, and I get the kind of care here that in some cases is not available to me back in Atlanta, so particularly at the prices that some of the fees are. So we've been very impressed with it.
Well, yeah, likewise. Those were concerns that other people expressed to you. I mean, the crime, maybe the drugs, the safety, the healthcare, those kinds of things. Did you have any concerns before you came to Nicaragua? I'm curious if you had any concerns. What were they, and how did they resolve themselves?
Well, I get. The main concern I had probably was safety. So obviously when I got here, kept my eyes wide open, who's around, what are they doing, kind of observed the number of police and law enforcement people that were highly visible on the streets. And when you consider a country like San Salvador, I mean, it's totally different environment there. I mean, they're on every corner down there.
Yep.
And it's totally different here. You see them, but, they're not intimidating, and you can go down the street and feel safe even downtown. I'm not sure about after hours. Haven't done that before, but would feel safe and do so if I had a driver to be with me.
Well, absolutely. And one of the things that I always remind folks at conferences and, when I'm speaking with people about safety and crime issues is that, crime is local. You can make a blanket statement, say, and I know you've lived in Washington, D.C., and I have toured greater Washington. I mean, you can say, would you live in Washington, or is Washington a safe city? And, there are some parts of Washington that are very safe, and there are other parts of Washington that aren't. And the same thing really holds true in anywhere in Central America. I mean, there are parts of cities, parts of countries that aren't as safe as other parts. And, we use our common sense, and we can negotiate the safe areas, easily.
Sure. Exactly what my experience was. And you learn pretty quick where you need to be and where you don't need to be, and time element as well. And you just stay clear of that. And there's so many other things and places to go to benefit what you're here for. And you know, just be aware, just like any place in the U.S., being from Atlanta, obviously, places in that town I wouldn't go day or night. And
that's right.
I feel good about it.
Indeed. But, you know, you made a statement. I'm going to kind of transition into something. You said what you're here for. And let me just ask, what are you here for?
Mostly to enjoy what I do and have done all my life. I've been blessed to be able to wake up in the morning and be excited about what I do, and that's mostly in the engineering and building trades and architecture and development and seeing things happen that is, in a small part and way, a part of my own creation. It's just a self-fulfilling thing that have always enthused me, and I have been excited to be a part of it, and it's a motivation. It's a motivation that keeps you healthy, believe it or not, mm-hmm. keeps you young, believe it or not, and keeps you active, and therefore keeps you healthy, and keeps you young, and keeps you enthused about life. So.
Well, indeed, and you know, the other thing that kind of keeps us healthy and enthused is you know, associating with other people, and I know that's a, you know, big part of who you are. You want to be around other people and be a part of a social life. You know, you've come to a new country. How have you started to assimilate into a community here? What's that process been like?
Well, the community that I'm associated with is located out at Grand Pacifica, and there are quite a few full-time residents out there, and I am here mostly for the annual events that take place and then vacation time with my family. And by doing so, not only the people that are here full-time, but others that come in and out, and it's just a wonderful mix and cross-section of just about everything that you could find, and the experience has been really marvelous and made friends that I wouldn't have had otherwise. So we're excited about that.
Well, that's good. And, you know, in terms of moving down here, maybe a couple of the things that, you know, you would offer some folks out there listening who are, you know, considering either coming down to live or vacation, you know, maybe get a vacation home or even invest in the country. What are some of the things that you wish somebody would have told you, you know, before you came?
Mostly about trying to move all the things here that I was comfortable with in the U.S., you know, household goods, cars, my hobby, my toys. But when you're down here in this kind of an environment, those things become less and less important. And whatever I had there, transitioning into what we can get here locally, it's just making us as comfortable as we want to be. So my rule of thumb is whatever you can bring on board with you or check is checked luggage, bring it. Everything else, you get it locally, and you'll be just as happy with it.
Indeed. And in fact, one of the questions I like to ask is what are some of the secrets, or what's a secret of being a successful expat? That sounds like the answer to part of it. Anything else you'd like to add? Is there another secret to being a successful expat that you might want to, you know, throw out there?
Just enjoy what you do. The country is very vibrant, filled with a lot of excitement, so many things to do, so many different environments to get involved with, and you know, even if you wanted to go back to work and do some things that you had been accustomed to back in the U.S., opportunities abound here in Nicaragua. There's no doubt about it, and your only success is limited by your vision to go after it. So I feel blessed in that regard as well, and so have other members of my family, and it's been good for us.
Well, that's right. And one of the things that I think we you know, we start to look at and when we go overseas is maybe a new freedom to do the kinds of things that we've always wanted to do but might not have been able to do in the past. So, well, Jim, I thank you for joining me this afternoon. I look forward to seeing you more out at the Grand Pacifica, and we're going to go to commercial break, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes on the Overseas Radio Network. This is Mike at Mike's Gringo Life. We'll be right back.
OverseasRadio.com, broadcasting from Panama to Paris and beyond.
You've decided that you want to move overseas for that quality of life experience you've always dreamed of, but you don't want to give up the best of back home. We agree. Things like high-speed bandwidth, safe neighborhoods where you can stroll along a shaded sidewalk, a place where you know your neighbors and you have friends close by. These are important.
Grand Pacifica Beach and Golf Resort gives you the best comforts of back home paired up with the exceptional lifestyle only available south of the border. Imagine strolling along over 3 miles of secluded beach, playing a round of golf along the ocean, surfing a world-class break all to yourself, enjoying a fine meal on your balcony, and toasting to another spectacular sunset. All this and more can be yours only an hour from Managua. Complete home and lot packages start under $100,000, and a nice home on the golf course is yours for the mid-twos. Come visit for a weekend and enjoy our oceanside golf course. Ride horseback on the beach. Meet your future neighbors and make some new friends. Grand Pacifica may be a place you'd like to call home.
Are you looking to invest, live, or retire overseas? Before you pack your bags, you need to log on to NagelLaw.com. It's the only stop you need to make for global business, asset protection, estate planning, overseas residency, and citizenship needs. Our experts have experience working in 41 countries around the world. Starting a business abroad can be overwhelming without expert help. We assist clients with foreign trust, foundations, corporations, LLCs, IBCs, and property acquisition. Need help with IRA assets abroad, capital formation, foreign securities issues, banking, brokerage, or finance needs? NagelLaw.com. We ensure compliance with U.S. tax and regulatory laws. We engineer global structures to help our clients achieve their personal business objectives. Get started today. To find out about our introductory personal asset protection plan, visit us online, NagelLaw.com. We represent capital overseas.
Sit back and relax. You are tuned into the Overseas Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Overseas Radio Network. This is Mike with Mike's Gringo Life coming to you from Managua, Nicaragua. All right, well, we want to thank our guests that were in segment two and segment three, Bill Whitehead and Lori Reeves. Had dinner with them last evening, and we did a pre-recorded segment from the wonderful restaurant Doña Haide. It's a fantastic restaurant, and if you end up making it to Nicaragua, I would certainly recommend having a breakfast, lunch, or dinner there. It's a fantastic place. The wait staff is decked out in traje típico, which is the local costume, and it's just fantastically colorful. Last evening, we were entertained by a guitar playing Nicaraguan and Spanish songs. It was just absolutely fantastic. So enjoyed having dinner with Bill and Lori and their son Mike. And I want to thank Jim Justice for joining me today on his way back out to Grand Pacifica. So, thanks to those guys, and I hope the content was good for the folks listening. If you have any questions for myself, Bill, Lori, or Jim, or anyone else you'll hear tonight, send me an email, mike@mikesgringolife.com. mike@mikesgringolife.com. If it's for me, I'll get back to you. If it's for one of our guests, I'll pass it along and ask them to respond to you so you can get your questions answered. I mean, we want this to be an open dialogue. That's why we normally are recording live, but this evening we're doing some pre-recorded segments. So, if you have any questions, hit that. If you want to hear a show from the past and hear some of our other interviews with some of the other expats and expat entrepreneurs, take a look at www.mikesgringolife.com/radio show, and you can pick up some of the old episodes and listen to those at your leisure. And the next segment, I'm going to kind of interview myself, I guess. That's probably the best way. I had a couple of people, listening to the show and saying, hey, Mike, well, how about you? What are some of the things that, motivated you to move to Nicaragua, and what are the kinds of concerns you had? And so what I'm going to do this segment and the next segment is kind of work through some of those questions, and, we'll cross them off, and as we get some free time in between other interviews in the future, we'll come back and do the same kind of thing. So I guess maybe the best thing to do is kind of start with at the beginning of the story, and why did you initially consider moving to Nicaragua? And for me, it was a work venture. Back in 2000, our company ECI Development, we were looking to expand our operations outside of Belize, and we were looking for a piece of property that we could purchase for retirees. I mean, we'd noticed we've been doing a lot of finance in Belize, and we'd financed a lot of developers and developments. And one of the things we noticed was is that a lot of retirees were coming and they were taking and they were owning, deciding to buy product and own product that just didn't quite fit their needs as North American retirees. There's hundreds of examples, everything from light switches that, you know, when you push down, they turn on, and when you lift them up, they turn off. Doors that didn't quite close right. I mean, just on and on, lots of little things that were just made the product unfamiliar. And so what we said was, you know, as a company, look, we see the need for retirees. We know a lot of folks are going to be moving to Latin America. A lot of folks indeed have already moved to Latin America. In fact, there's a great study out. It was a composite of studies done by the Zogby company. And in fact, we're going to have the author of that series of studies on at some point in the near future as well, and he's going to share a lot about those demographics. But the studies that the Zogby company put together, you know, they interviewed a little over 100,000 North Americans, actually U.S. citizens, and they found out that about 17% of U.S. citizens, you know, were considering owning property overseas. And about 11% of those folks were considering owning property in Latin America. And when you boil that down, you take the 17% of U.S. and you take the 11% of that, you end up with a number of about 4.5 million folks that were considering owning property in Latin America. And we started to look at that, and we looked at our experience of people who were already moving down, and we said, geez, I mean, there's just a huge opportunity here to serve folks who are looking to retire to Latin America and then give them a product that's familiar and has North American standard infrastructure and the kinds of things that a retiree would want in terms of amenities and community. And those were really, really important factors that just seemed to be missing. You might get community in one place, you might get amenities somewhere else, or in some case you didn't get any of that. And so, you know, our company, you know, we formulated our company. We said, look, we want to do this. We want to serve these baby boomer retirees with, again, a product that's familiar, that has infrastructure, amenities, and community. And so, we were working in Belize. We were doing a lot of financing in Belize. And we started to look for property there in Honduras, Costa Rica, and in Panama. And quite honestly, Nicaragua wasn't really on the short list early on. But one of my business partners had a friend who was a banker here in Nicaragua, and said, "Hey, Enrique, why don't you take a look around and see what you can find?" And sure enough, a few months later, a deal popped up, and it was a beautiful, beautiful piece of property on the Pacific Coast. And I kind of remember, you know, when this was happening back in early 2000, maybe January, February of 2000, and we got a phone call, and I was living in the States at the time. I was living in a little town in West Virginia, about 60 miles west of Washington, D.C., called Shepherdstown, West Virginia. And got to be honest, moving to Nicaragua wasn't even on my radar screen. And I'd only been here one other time back in 1998 to speak at a conference. And I liked it, but like I said, it certainly wasn't on my radar screen as a place to move to. But when this piece of property came up for sale, again, a beautiful piece of property, the only problem was that it was big. And when we inquired how big, it was about 2,300 acres and 3.5 miles of Pacific coastline. And quite honestly, it was a lot more than we thought we would want to bite off. But the price was right, the timing was right, and we decided to step up and make that acquisition. And so that's what we did in August of 2000. We purchased the piece of property, and it took us a couple years to really kind of figure out what we'd done and how we were going to move forward with, you know, the development of the project. And I remember one of our board members at the time called me and my business partner Boys, and he says at one of our meetings, maybe in early 2001, he says, "Hey Boys, do you understand that you guys are going to be building a city?" Wow, I mean, I guess you're right. I mean, you take 3.5 miles of coastline, 2,200 acres. If you fully develop that, you're building a big town or a small city. And so we went out and we hired a city planner to come or an urban planner, I should say, but a city planner to come and help us figure out how to do it. And we ended up hiring a company out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania called Urban Design Associates. And I didn't really understand what they did and why they were so unique and so different until we actually got into the design process. And then they started to explain to me why they were different, how they were different, and what they could do for folks to build a community. And I say retirees because in our case, you know, the demographic was to serve retirees. As it's turned out, we've got maybe a third retirees, a third second home vacation owners, and then about a third are either investor buyers or Nicaraguans. And so we have about 20% of our property owners are Nicaraguans. We have a very strong local demographic as well. So that really worked out. But what Urban Design Associates really knows how to do is deliver community, and they use a type of urban planning called new urbanism. And new urbanism is a fancy way of saying building community, and I like to kind of go back to the old the Mayberry theme, and Aunt Bee and everybody sitting out on their front porches and people walking by on the sidewalks. That's really what new urbanism is. It's building a community that feels like a community from maybe the 1920s or 1930s, with again sidewalks and front porches, and so when you design your layouts appropriately, and you put in the sidewalks and you plant the shade trees and you put up architectural covenants and restrictions that require everyone to have a front porch, you start to really get community, and the community that's probably the most famous in America using this new urbanism is a city or a town that Walt Disney built in Florida called Celebration. And it has just been wildly successful because it delivers the charm of, the old 1920s, 1930 types of communities. But it does so in a modern way with all the modern conveniences. So it's really a wonderful blend of old and new. And that was the what I would say is the critical piece of this this architecture, is how do you deliver community, and these guys knew how to do it. Well, I've spent a lot of time talking about community and urban development, those kinds of things, but, I guess to wrap up this first question, how did we end up in Nicaragua? Well, in 2002, it was time to really get serious about engineering and those types of things. And my wife and I decided that we would move to Nicaragua. And I'm going to tell a little bit of her story in a couple minutes. We're going to go to commercial break. And when we come back from commercial break, I'll give you sort of that Paul Harvey, the rest of the story on how we moved, why we moved, and what it's been like. This is Mike from Mike's Gringo Life coming to you from Managua, Nicaragua. We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to OverseasRadio.com, the station to help you reach your dream destination.